Yeah, just day off. You know, I think that, you know, it's been well documented on what type of player he is. I mean, he's a great player. And, you know, every week, the thing that always impresses me about him is how hard he plays the game and the level of work ethic that he brings every day to the building. That's what impresses me. So, like, you know, this play versus that play, I don't know. It's just the consistency of his work ethic and his level of play is pretty impressive. Yeah, no, Sammy, very fast, explosive player, big guy, really strong hands. You know, man, they had quite a receiving core at Clemson, no question about it. You know, and he's a guy that you better know where he is on every single play. Yeah, no, we studied Darby, you know, fast, very fast guy, smart player, instinctive player, good football player.
There'll be weather not, doesn't appear to be any kind of factor for Buffalo this weekend, but it's sort of being in that kind of time of year now, and what you guys do is well suited for going to places like Buffalo.
Well, we'll have to find out, you know, but I think that, you know, that's something during this time of the year that you have to deal with, you know, definitely, you know, I know that supposedly the forecast is for, you know, the temperature to be in the 40s, and I remember playing a game there, coaching a game there one year where I think it was 65-mile-an-hour winds, and it wasn't very fun. I think we threw the ball 15 times and ran it 50-something times, so you never know what the weather is going to be in Buffalo, and our guys just, you know, like we said, try to put a team together that's built for all kinds of weather, and you know, whatever it is, we've got to play in it.
Coach, you talk about not looking too far ahead, and through the winning and the losing, you've got guys like Dwayne Brown who's seen his fair share of up and downs. How important is it to have a guy like Dwayne in the locker room and talking to players and going through these ups and downs?
Dwayne's a great leader. He's been an excellent leader this year on offense. He's been great with the younger players, and like you just said, you know, he has been through a lot in this league. He's played a lot of years at a very high level, and so he's had a lot of different experiences. He's able to talk to the younger players about, you know, staying after it and sticking with the grind, and the day-to-day operation is what's most important, and I think that he does a great job of leading for us. Not really, David. I mean, really, not really. You know, I think these guys work hard. You know, I have tremendous respect for this football team and the way that they work. I think that, you know, we've made some changes, you know, to the scheme and personnel-wise and things like that. But I think overall, these guys, there was never a time where I questioned any of their work ethic ever. And they put a lot of time in, and they care about winning. They care about each other. And so hopefully, you know, the key is, can we keep it going?
You mentioned that you have a veterans council, a group of players that you meet with every week, and Dwayne's a part of that. Why is that important to have? What are you looking to get from having a council like that?
Well, I think in my opinion, again, when you're the head coach of a pro football team, you know, you need to communicate with the veteran players. I mean, these guys that are on this council, most of them have been around for a long time. They've seen a lot. They've all won their fair share of games, and you know, they understand the game. So I think it's just more about communication. Sometimes those meetings last 5 minutes. Sometimes they last 20 minutes. So, but it's all about communicating with the players. That's the most important part of coaching, I think, in this league is communication with the players and making sure that everybody's on the same page.
Bill, with your offensive line, and is there more to it than they've just gotten healthy and now they've gotten reps together as to why they've continued to play better?
I think that's part of it. I think that over the last, I believe, three games, it's been basically those five that you see out there. And that's, you know, that's always good when those five guys can play together. They get used to each other's calls. They get used to each other, you know, how they react to different blocks and how our blocking schemes apply to the different fronts and you you know, blitzes and all the different things that they see. So I think having the continuity of those five being able to play together for the most part over the last few weeks has been good.
Bill, you talk about changes that you've done with the team over this year to this point. When you talk about changes, is it easier to do it during the bye week, or does it make it tough when you're in the middle of games? You know, it just seems like when that bye week hit, things just completely changed for you guys.
I've said that, yeah, I think I'm on record as saying that the bye week came at a good time. You know, it was about halfway through the season, came at a good time as it relates to right now. You know, I think, you know, hopefully we're saying that again next week. You know, I think that's the key is that, yeah, for where we are right now, yes, the bye week came at a good time, and now it's important for these guys to keep this thing going. You know, I don't think so. I think we put so much time into this thing. We're here so much that you're going to make time no matter what, you know, to figure out what's going right and to figure and why that's going right and to figure out, obviously, what's going wrong and how you can fix it. I think no matter what, you're going to be here morning, noon, and night anyway. So you'll get it figured out, hopefully.
Bill,